Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Hello, Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour. How are you doing in this really interesting environment that the world is in at the moment? Self-isolation is happening in the UK. I'm sure I'm going to end up discussing that a little bit more with today's guest, James Haskell, who's been trying out the AirPods 2. And we're going to do a review, which is a review about having them for a little while, because he had them for a little while, and we're going to compare them to the Power Beats Pro, because they're both kind of elite sports directed headphones. But first I'm going to jump on the phone with James Haskell, who should be self-isolating himself. So yeah, let's see if I can get through to him. Wouldn't it be an interesting episode if I couldn't? Yo.
Hello mate, how are you?
How's it going, man? Sorry about that. I was just setting up some bits here in the studio.
Fine, do you want to do it FaceTime audio, or do you want to do it video, or how do you want to do it?
FaceTime audio is cool, man. I've been seeing the video stuff that you've been doing with the guys at House of Rugby. That looks pretty cool. It sounds all right as well, you know.
Yeah, it's good, because we've now got sorry, I'm just going to close this door, my wife's watching the video. each time we've got a better setup now. We're using like in-call recorder, we've got mics now, we've got lights, so you know, everyone, because we're going to be doing this for a while, it's got better and better.
Oh, wicked, man. All right, let's have a little chat about that, because that's tech in itself. Loads of people are kind of, do you know what, it's interesting what you can do when it's necessary in terms of quality. Like, kind of people were like, we need to come to a studio, but I don't feel like you've lost the essence of your show,
mate. Not at all. My view is that essentially, like, 2020, our whole lives can be done at home.
Yeah.
That's why it's so mad that people are like trying to, struggle to stay in. We've created a whole life technology wise to stay at home. So Deliveroo, Just Eats, Netflix, emails, FaceTime, Skype, business conferencing. Everybody has tech, everyone can live stream, webcast, do whatever they want from their phones. There is literally no need to go to the house apart from getting fresh air. We can train at home. There's online plans, online courses. It's super simple to stay at home. And I think you're seeing the real good use of technology. And I mean, I've gone through my office. I mean, all I've managed to achieve while I've been at home is live stream a couple of DJ sets, do a load of lives, and go with the best intentions to tidy up my office, and just made a massive mess. Which is never a good look. But I have managed to throw out a load of old tech. Like, I've got some original GoPros that are going to a charity shop.
Yeah,
I've been learning and upskilling myself on how to webcam, how to use OBS, how to stream, how to record. So I'm advancing my skill set every day.
That's sick, man. You know what? To be honest, James, I was going to do a proper formal intro, but I reckon we should just crack on how we are, mate. Because if that's all right with you.
I'm fine.
But yeah, now before we crack into all of the tech stuff, though, first things first, James, how are you feeling? Are you all right? You and of yourself?
Good, mate. I'm good. Look, I'm pretty adaptable. I'm one of these people that doesn't overthink things, worry about stuff I can't control.
Yeah.
And it's been one of my big messages to all my followers. Look, this is an unprecedented situation. You know, worrying about stuff and concerning yourself with things that you just don't have any control over are not going to help. Obviously, there's lots of people in precarious financial situations. You know, I'm unemployed now. All my stuff is public-facing business. So, speaking, DJing, training for this first fight, all of that stopped, so I've got no income whatsoever coming in. I'm going to be okay. But the point is, it's very scary, but you can't worry about stuff you can't control. When's it going to end? When's it all going to stop? So, I'm okay, actually. I'm quite enjoying being at home. I'm very often out the house most evenings. So I'm quite enjoying getting into a routine. And that's really the key to surviving this is if you just need to get yourself into a really good routine, because, you know, those who are used to waking up and working and doing whatever, if you don't have this routine, you're going to go mad and you get that kind of end of school vibe. So I'm doing the same things every day, waking up, breakfast, you know, start my admin, wait until I, you know, food is digested, go and train in the garage, come back out, do my work day, your usual break for lunches, all that kind of stuff to keep my head in the game.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that's something that I've always been a creature of comfort for. So I also get up at the same time every single day. I have a very similar breakfast every single day. And some people are like, bruv, that's a little bit weird, you know? And I'm like, I do understand, but that routine helps to kind of keep me sane, because I'm in an environment like yourself. Like, some weeks I could be doing some TV bits, some weeks could be voiceovers, some weeks I'm doing loads of pod stuff. And it's like, if there's no routine in other parts of your life, you kind of need structure in there. Like, we as human beings, as much as we love to say that we just love to, you know, float around and you know, what comes to us, you know, people that live that nomadic lifestyle, that's great. But also a little bit of routine does really help to ground you, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And I think that, you know, I think that the routine is the key to everything, to surviving this, normalizing stuff, making sure you've got a reason to get up in the morning, to adhere to what you're doing. And I think it will make a massive, massive difference to people. And it'll stop people, you know, going off the wagon with their diets and food and just going, wow, you know, day drinking, because, you know, it's easy when you're at home to do all those kind of things, obviously, if you don't have kids. But I just think routine's key.
Defo, man. Is the missus finding you things to do yet? This is a thing that happens when you cohabit with someone else. They'll find you stuff to do, James.
No, my missus is she's a full independent business mogul. She just launched her new website, chloemadeley.com.
Sick.
She's got home training plans, home fitness plans. You know, she's kind of in one room working, I'm in another room working. We sort of, you know, we obviously interact. She's very disappointed that, as I said, I started to clean my office, but all I've done is just make it into a mess. So there's now loads of boxes for charity shop, bits and pieces thrown out. So she's kind of saying that I've turned the whole house into a jumble cell.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of friction in that respect, but after I've got off the call, I'm making, you know, with you guys, I'm making more progress. We're getting there slowly, so she's kind of okay at the moment. You know, we can't wait for us. This is how sad it is. We can't wait for recycling day on Wednesday because we've got loads of empty boxes, bits and pieces. So we need to clear the decks. She's freaking out because the house is a bit of a mess. But other than that, we're okay at the moment.
Yeah, man, I think a good thing that we can all do is kind of use this time to do a little bit of spring cleaning in your spare time. Do you know what I mean? Some people haven't got that hour commute to work and hour commute back. So you can use that, well, a couple of hours a day, get shit done in your house.
Mate,
get
100%. Things proper. You know, the thing with all this stuff is people say, well, you know, I never have time to do this, never have time to train, never have time to start a diet, never have time to meditate, read that book, watch that movie, you know, tidy up that house. You've got time. You've literally got time now. So I'm doing one room at a time, you know, trying to throw out any clothes that I don't want, give them to charity, any old technology stuff I don't want, give to charity, you know, just tidy everything up, go, you know, because if you haven't used something in 2 years, you're never going to use it. So I'm trying to operate that policy of like moving stuff on, keeping the house tidy. The only problem is we've run out of bin space. So, you know, that's perturbing as it gets at the Haskell household at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Here's praying that the bin men still keep doing their job. We need you guys. We definitely need you. Also, James, your birthday's in a couple of weeks, man. How are you feeling about that? Because I, too, am going to have a self-isolating birthday.
Oh, do you know what? It's very kind of you to even know that. My wife sat me down this morning and was like, you know, it's your birthday. What do you want to do? And she's been trying to plan different things. Obviously, before it was all locked down, she said, maybe we could have a few friends here to have, you know, have people around. Obviously, now it's changed. We know that's irresponsible. Mm. Then she said, maybe we should go to a hotel. And we're like, no, all the hotels are closed. So now we're in a situation where it's basically just going to be me and Chloe. But she does such a great job for my birthday. She's normally when I wake up, the house is decorated. She'll, you know, we'll have a mini, you know, breakfast party with cake and bits and pieces. And then we're going to have probably a pizza party, movie night, maybe open a bottle of champagne. She said she's going to make party bags. I think at 35, I want to relive my youth and have party bags with the bubbles that you know, you can blow, but make bubbles in there, the little things that do flips, a piece of cake. You know, I just want to sort of relive my youth. In terms of presents, I haven't thought yet of what to do, but she's extremely generous. So I'm sure if I can think of something, but we try not to just buy each other stuff that we don't need. If I spot something, then we might get it, but otherwise I'm quite happy just to have her and her company.
Leave that to us. We'll find something that you don't need and send it over to you. We've got loads of stuff over here.
That's why I love you guys, because you keep finding stuff and keep, because I'm such, you know, the problem is with technology, I just go and, you know, I just bought that Zoom 4K Q2N webcam/mic thing.
Sick.
You know, I've been buying myself cables, tech cables. I mean, all my money is spent on technology. You know, I've just got myself, Denon have sent me the new Prime 4 to test out. So I'm up to my, you know, up to my head in sort of new tech bits and pieces. I've got the Samsung have sent me the new, well, not the, the, what was it, the S10 or whatever it is. I'm trying to get used to. So I'm like, up to the eyebrows, really, just trying to get used to it all.
Yeah, man. How are you finding that Zoom, by the way? That's a good thing to talk about, because a lot of people, James, are talking about how they can creating content from home. And I think, yeah, we're actually meant to talk about some headphones today, but it would be stupid not to have a talk about how you're kind of working from home, like you briefly mentioned at the start of the pod as well. But yeah, this Zoom Q handy video recorder that you're using.
Yeah, so basically there's two things. So I was using a Canon M50, which I use for all my blogging with the battery-powered Zoom Rode shotgun mic on top of it.
Yeah.
Right. I've been using OBS software to live stream to YouTube, Facebook. I posted a video of my mate Joe Marler twizzling Alwyn Jones's knob on Facebook, and it basically closed me down for like sexual deviance. And I'm trying to like reach out to somebody there and explain that I'm not a fiend, but obviously it's all automated, so I can't live stream at the moment, which is highly annoying from Facebook.
That's a bit annoying, yeah.
But I'm obviously using my iPhone 11 Pro for Instagram stuff. But I basically tried to do a live DJ set the other day, and my Canon M50 got great picture, but it won't pick up. It was only using audio from the laptop.
Yeah.
So a mate of mine told me to invest in the 4K handy video recorder Q2N, and I basically Amazoned it. I mean, I think Amazon's the only business making a fortune.
Oh, they're killing it. They are nailing it at the moment.
Mate, they'll be cleaning up. Jeff Bezos is like, I mean, he was 116 billion he was worth. I mean, God knows how much he'll be worth after this. But basically, mate told me that essentially with this camera, because essentially Zoom make all the, you know, audio recording equipment and a lot of kind of the speakers and receivers and whatever. This Q4 has a 4K video capacity, but also a built-in kind of directional mic. But you can put an input in from the back of my Pioneer DGM 900 mixer straight into it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And record the audio while I'm recording the video, and then OBS, the streaming software, can then pick that up and do it. So I tested it out yesterday. The only problem is the sound clips quite a bit. So what you've got to do is invest in some different cabling, some attenuated cabling and stuff like that. So I've got more bits arriving from Amazon today to try to get that all sorted out. But I certainly, the Handycam's brilliant. For £150, essentially, you've got 4K video. You can stream, record crisp audio without having to have third-party audio bits and pieces. I'm sitting on top of one of those Joby stands. It's got like, it looks like an octopus. I've got like a light inside of it and other bits and pieces.
Mate, swimming in tech. Oh yeah, with regards to those leads, give me a shout after the pod and I think I can throw you in the right direction and help you with hooking that up. We do stuff like that all the time here.
Oh, do you? Oh yeah, man. I don't know why I did. Yeah, I should have thought of you. I spoke to my DJ friend Patrick Nazimi, who recommended the camera. He's been doing some live streams, and yesterday I plugged basically from the record out using a red and white cable into audio jack, and the sound was vile.
Yeah.
So I basically looked online and someone said about these attenuated cables and these. So I've ordered some, but if you can tell me how to do it all to get the crisp sound, would be great. Because the problem with DJing, I did 2 hours on YouTube, and we had about 30,000 people.
Yeah, it was popping.
Watch.
It looks sick, yeah, man.
But the issue is that it was recording off the laptop, and I had to take it down because you can hear me singing. And I have the shittest voice in the history of the world. And it was so awkward that I just took it down. So I'm going to do another one Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. But I just want to make sure that the sound's booked better.
All right, wicked, man. All right, yeah, I look forward to that. Yeah, don't forget, man, I used to work for West End DJ, didn't I? So, yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
You did. Sorry, but I forgot. I knew you, my tech guru. I thought you were just a nice guy that sent me earphones. I didn't realise that you were, you know, I forgot you were a guru in all these areas.
Fair enough. Also, before the headphones, mate, MMA training, you said that's been knocked on the head because you've been nailing it. You've been working with, is it with the shooters, is it?
Yeah, London Shoot Fighters,
Yeah, the Shoot Fighters. Yeah, what made you want to fight with them anyway? What made you go with them guys?
It's a very good question, actually. I think about it every day when I'm sort of getting punched in the head. I mean, look, the opportunity came. You know, I'd done some commentary work on the UFC and done some stuff on Bama, and Bellator contacted me. I originally thought to ask me to commentate, and then they basically said, look, we want you to fight. I laughed, and then, you know, they told me how much they're going to pay me and all the rest of it and the opportunity. And I've always been a team sportsman, and this was an opportunity to be an individual sportsman for once.
Yeah.
To try and challenge myself in a new skill. You know, being a big guy, people always expect you to be tough, but that's not always the case. So I wanted to challenge myself, and it's basically taken over my life. I was training 5 to 6 days a week, sparring, you know, 2-3 times a week. But unfortunately, all that stopped. The gym's closed. I don't know if the fight's going to be cancelled. I've really got no idea what's going on at the moment. I have a slight injury as well, so I'm just managing that. But I'm not sure, but I mean, I'm just training at home, doing fitness and keeping my head on, but that's about it.
Fair enough. What have you done to yourself?
Oh, I hurt my. I was doing some wrestling. I tore a muscle in my pec, actually, doing some wrestling, unfortunately. So it's just a bit of time to manage that, look after it.
Jeez, all right, yeah, fair enough. Hope you get better as soon as possible. Good time to rest and recover, though, isn't it?
Very much so. That is the key. It couldn't have happened at a better time, really. So I'm still trying to drive in to get some physio into London every now and then. You know, I'm doing my training here, doing my rehab stuff, eating well, looking after myself. Just, you know, trying to maintain a professional lifestyle while in quarantine. You know, I mean, I'm quite into my wine, and I haven't had a drink since the 27th of December. Ooh. After like everything got cancelled, I had my first kind of glass of red the other night. So I've kind of given in a little bit, but you know, one glass of red ain't going to do any harm.
Ah, you'll be all right off that, mate. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we will be fine. It's actually quite good for you. One glass. It's bizarre. One glass of red wine actually, it has really good value for you.
Okay.
If you then exceed it by even just two, it loses all of its benefits, so it's like, it's quite hard.
That's where I get stuck. That's my problem. Like, I can do the first one, great, but I'm like, oh, that feels really good, so let's have a couple more. And then, you know, you might as well polish off the bottle. Anyway, so Apple fired over some AirPod Pros to us. We had you on the show before to talk about the Power Beats Pro, and so we thought it'd be fair to just kind of have a chat. And what's great is these headphones have come out for a little while now, so I can kind of have a conversation with you with regards to what it's like using these for a little while and how you've kind of worn into them and what your preferences are in terms of how you use them. So first things first, you've got the AirPods 2. What were your thoughts on them first thing when you got them?
So, okay. So when we got them sent over, I was like, look, I couldn't see myself going from the Beats Pros into them. I just didn't think that I would want to convert into them. You know, I was a big fan of the AirPods, but you know, volume was an issue for me. Obviously, them falling out for training wasn't great.
Yeah.
You know, I then got the Powerbeat Pros and put them in and was like, these are incredible. You know, for me, they're the standout ones. I've been actually in front of me on my desk now. I've got the Jabra ones that I bought myself. I got sent some ones from JVC. I think it's JVC, or the Under Armour ones.
Yeah.
I tried all these different ones, and the Beats were kind of top of the tree. Mm. Then I tried the AirPod, what they call it, AirPod Pros.
AirPod Pros, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I tried the AirPod Pros, and do you know what? I was really quietly surprised. I think the noise cancellation on them and fit is an absolute game changer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I basically.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what big wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
if I'm going to train and I'm listening to kind of quite bassy music, I would I would still probably go for the Beats by Dre. Mm-hmm. However, for day to day walking around, for journeys, for relaxing, for watching movies in travel, even doing some light training and stuff, they are brilliant. They are fantastic. I was so shocked at the noise cancellation that I got in them that it was kind of a real eye opener. You know, when we talk about headphones, you've got to make sure you look at fit. You know, yeah. They come with all these different earbuds. Yeah. That you go through. So I went through all of them, got the correct fits. They fit in snugly. I was able to move my head around, jump around, and the noise cancellation was absolutely perfect. And they were astounding bit of kit. I actually am a massive fan of them, and now I take with me the Beats and them. So if I'm sitting in the back of a car, say I've done a DJ gig and I'm coming back late in the evening, I just pop them in, noise cancellation, give my ears a rest, quietly watch a movie. Really kind of nice and enjoyable.
Yeah, man, that's the one. I mean, to go back to what you said about wearing each of the different tips, that is such an important thing. When you get any brand of headphone, if they come with a different sizes of tip, make sure you try them all out, because the sound can be improved so much. And in terms of natural sound cancellation, if you put a pair of headphones in and they're ill-fitting and there's not an airtight seal, you're just going to hear sound. And they might fall out as well. So 100% agree with that. The AirPod 2s, even without the sound cancellation, they do quite a good job of kind of isolating you. And then when you fire it up, oh man, like the best kind of use I had for it outside of gym was just, I was on a plane. This is a little while back, obviously. I was just on a flight and I flicked it on and it was amazing, man. Like, I think I popped out a headphone halfway through to kind of like talk to an air hostess was serving drinks. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, it's loud in here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, <okay.
laughs> You kind of forget how well they work.
It is astounding how well it does it, because you think, when they said noise cancellation, I read through the info on them. I thought, oh, how is it going to do that? But it is dramatic. It is completely like an actual, instead of an earphone, like an over-the-ear headphone. It does, I think, it's a better job. And sometimes with those, certainly with the Beats over-ear headphones, you can sometimes get that weird, especially on planes, that pressurization sort of bit of a weird sensation going on. You can kind of hear something. But with them, it was remarkable.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I will say this, though. If I was going to go for a rigorous gym workout, I would still go for the Powerbeats Pro. Like, if I was really going to be like, obviously, if you're doing sparring and stuff like that, or not sparring, or punching a bag, then you're moving your head around loads and that. I presume that you're going to benefit from the over-ear headphones, the hooks from the Powerbeats Pro, as opposed to AirPods 2. But if you're going out and doing a little light exercise, the AirPods Pro are great then, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly my sentiment. I tell you that, you know, I would say, for day-to-day use, answering calls, listening to music, traveling, they're fantastic. I think they're right up there with the best inner ears going.
Yeah.
I think still for gym and for ultimate, you know, low-level bass, I would go with the Beats Pro.
Yeah,
you know, I think the noise cancellation thing, I mean, listen, if the Beats Pro pull that out of the bag,
yes,
then they'll do the all-round,
that's what I was thinking,
headphone.
Yeah, man.
The one thing I did, this is such a niggly little thing, but it's from my point, you know, with the old AirPods, right?
Yep.
9 times out of 10, if you dropped them in, they'd rotate round and go into the correct hole.
Yeah, no chance.
These are so niggly that you know, you like, you put them in, you're like, which way? It's like a USB, you know, you put it in one way, put it in the other way, put it in the first way, it goes in. It's like these ones. You're like, you have to like look at it, and it's a bit like a Krypton factor challenge. You're like holding it, going, does it go this way? Does it go that way? Because of the fact they've got earbuds on the end of them, it's a little bit niggly. Maybe it's because I've got big sausage fingers and I'm not intelligent. I find it slightly troublesome.
Yeah. No, if I'm honest, I feel the same as I look when I first got them. I was looking at them going, am I putting them in? Right? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got them in. In terms of battery life, I'll give you the official stats though. For the Powerbeats Pro, it's supposed to be a single charge. You get 9 hours and 24 hours with the case, and you get 5 hours with the AirPod Pros, and also 24 hours with the case and 18 hours talk time. To be fair, that's so much talk time. I don't feel like I've ever really, with each of those, I didn't really feel like a massive difference. I didn't feel like I kept on running out of juice. I don't know how you felt, what your experience was.
I charged them up once when I got them, and I haven't charged them up since. And I've used them on 3 long journeys for about 4 or 5 hours in total.
Yeah.
I literally, while I was talking to you, I laid all my headphones out and I've just plugged them in to charge them now. So I didn't, I didn't notice any issue with them, to be honest with you. You know, I think I wasn't, because I've been training so often, obviously doing a physical sport, I haven't been wearing them, but now I'm, but you know, I was wearing them for travel and I was wearing them for sort of home training, sitting on a bike or doing a bit of light training. I you know, so I haven't absolutely smashed them, but for the travel wise, the noise cancellation, they've lasted and I haven't had any kind of drop off. Today's probably just the first day I need to charge them because now I'm walking around the house and doing more calls or whatever, I would probably use them.
Oh, fair enough. There you go, mate. Another difference between both of the cans as well, or earbuds, as we should say, is there's tap controls on the Pros, but at least you've actually got buttons on them these times that you press, and physical buttons on the Powerbeats Pro. What was your preference? Because I'll be honest, I'm a bit more of a button man, but I at least appreciated on these new AirPods that you had something that you could tap on either side to kind of pause music and get Siri and stuff.
Yes. I actually prefer buttons myself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're never quite sure if you touched it, how, you know, with that tangible click, you kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I would say with both of them, for things that I've been doing, you know, in terms of boxing, you know, a lot of times I've like touched the gloves to the side of my head and switched the music off. And then I'm hitting myself in the side of the head. It's been a little bit fiddly, some of those things. I prefer buttons, but certainly the AirPod Pros are way better. In terms of, you know, the original one, you were clicking, you weren't sure what to do. At least there's a bit of a tangible haptic kind of response where you know you've done stuff.
Yeah, defo. And I think you mentioned this a couple of times in terms of sound, but what do you think of the sound of each of them and how they kind of compare?
I think they're great. I think they're so much better than the original. I think they do have a great volume. I think, as I said, you know, the Beats Pro are still, for me, in the bass area for listening to music, are right up there. But these are massive kind of difference, and I would be much more inclined, you know, to use them. And I think, you know, if you travel a lot, if you listen to music on the underground, if you're rolling around, you want to have a bit of isolation, you're not a massive into training, then these would be the preferable choice, I believe.
All right, wicked. Yeah, I think I kind of sign up to that as well, man. I think if you're gonna be out there, if you're in the ring kind of throwing hands around like James is or sparring, you might want to have something with hooks over the top. But if you want to go out for a light walk, little jog or something like that for your day-to-day, the AirPod Pros are the one, and they sound really good. But I think the Powerbeats Pro definitely sound amazing. Maybe they pip it to the post, like you said, in terms of bass response. But when you add in that sound cancellation that you get from the AirPods Pro, it kind of it doesn't improve the sound, but the fact that you can just hear more of it because you can't hear anything else around you is amazing. So I'm hoping, like you are, for the Powerbeats Pro with the noise cancellation, because we all know that Apple owns Beats. It's not a secret. So if that happens, I'm going to be a very happy guy.
I mean, I think, you know, from where, you know, the AirPods started, you know, were kind of, I don't know the timelines, because obviously Bose and other people had those kind of small wireless bits, you know, the Powerbeats had the cable with Beats by Dre. Yeah. AirPods were the kind of first for me that really stood out, where you were like, oh, wow, you can get actually Bluetooth headphones that are tiny, you don't need cables anymore, you don't need all this kind of stuff, linking them together, this is really unique. They let themselves down a little bit with the sound. I think with the AirPod Pros, they have become, you know, they're right up there with the unique feature, the noise cancelling. You know, I don't know if any of these other headphones do it, but certainly I've not experienced it in anything as small and as simple as that. I think the sound quality is brilliant. I think for you know, there's a 50-50 split. I think people could go for either one and be absolutely satisfied. You know, if I had one, you know, if you only gave me one, I would go for, you know, the noise cancellation for the travelling. You know, if I had a choice, I would have both and be able to use both.
Yeah, definitely. And I think another thing as well, James, is the fact that these are Apple products, so they work so well within your Apple ecosystem as well, which is, it sounds like it's not a big deal, but it's only when you try and use products that are outside of it that you realize how easy it is to kind of pair, connect. Even if I wanted to, for example, connect my Powerbeats Pro, my AirPods Pro to my MacBook Pro, they're kind of all in the same system, so I can click between each of them quite easily. It's not a clunky procedure at all.
So that's what I've been doing. So, for example, say I was had my AirPod Pros in and I was sitting on a laptop and my wife was calling on the phone and I was listening to music on the laptop. I just press on the phone, boom, transfer straight away to my phone, be able to talk to her. She finishes talking, boom, back to my laptop. Really simply, no drama at all. And I love that. The beauty of that is great. And I tell you what, There is one huge, I've just remembered it, one huge criticism and why I think the AirPod Pros are better than the Beats by Dre Pros.
Okay.
Every time I open my Beats by Dre Pros to put them on, one earphone does not connect. My wife has a pair, I have a pair, I've got multiple pairs of Beats by Dre Pros, that always one won't connect. So you'll open it, take one out, connect to your ear, take the other one out, put it on, and it's playing in one ear. You have to take them both out, hold the Bluetooth button down, reconnect it. The AirPod Pros, every single time you take them out, boom, they both connect seamlessly.
Yeah.
And that is a massive, massive downside to the Beats. They really, really piss me off. And what stresses my wife out as well. She's not really that into technology.
Yeah, man.
As much as I am. She wants kind of seamless. If I give her something and say, listen, this works, make it work, you know, this is going to be brilliant. If it lets her down, I can see it, you know, I get a full eye roll and she's like, tut it. because it's supposed to be seamless. The AirPod Pros, I've had not one problem with it. Every iteration of the Beats by Dre Pros that I use, they don't do it. And I've checked it. I've gone online, seen if it's my case, made sure they're all charged up, tried different version. Now, for some reason, they connect one, not the other one. I don't know why.
Sort it out, Apple. All right, if you're listening. All right, guys, sort it out for the next ones and put some noise cancellation in the Power Beats Pro next edition as well. I want that as well. And also make them both work too. But yeah, man, thanks for having a chat with us and a nice candid chat as well, man. We're not being paid by Apple. This is a review where we can be honest. If we don't like something, we don't like it. And I kind of like that when we get to talk about products like this, because I think everybody thinks we're just going to give them glowing reviews, but it means if we like something, we truly do rate it. Do you know what I mean? Which is really good. I just like hope that you have a good few weeks, James, man. I mean, you said you sound like you're pretty sorted out. You're still doing the House of Rugby podcast. Can we just talk through again how you're doing that as well? Because I think that's really interesting, because there's a lot of other podcasters out there who have been asking me, Marcus, how do I podcast from home? How do I do content? How do I do content with other people in different parts who are also isolating? So what's your method at the moment?
So very interestingly, so when we first started, you know, we were using Skype. So we're using Skype as the baseline platform. We downloaded something called Call Recorder.
Yeah.
So basically, all three of us are online. We've got two tech people online with us. We also have the first show we didn't do it, but the second show we had OBS, nice, where we used a video capture setting to take my FaceTime camera off my laptop, add that through OBS, change the settings on that, and then what would happen is we would start the phone call, we would press the call recorder, and we would save the file as a we'd end up basically exporting it as a WAV file essentially, but we'd have that as on our desktop. We would click record with OBS, so we'd start streaming and press record on OBS. We'd do a sync clap, so all the sound was kind of was linked up, and that's how we'd record. And then after the call, none of us would hang up. We would, you know, the video would be saved to your desktop as an MKV file, which you would then be able to export into kind of MP4. And the audio file, again, would be exported to a WAV file. We would send these both over WeTransfer back to our guy, and they would collate it together. But, you know, you can obviously, you know, do that all yourself, because you've got, you'll have two streams of audio as well. So you'll have different ways of cutting it. You can collate everyone's audio together. If they send it to you, I assume put it in something like Ableton or Logic and put it all together, so you've got a show.
Yeah, man. And what's great about all those softwares, they're all free that you mentioned.
Yes.
All of those don't cost a penny. Yeah, man. But it's looking really good. So at the moment, we've got, three videos. You guys sound like the rapport's good. Obviously, you guys have a good relationship anyway, which really, really helps. But does it feel a bit weird not being in the studio with the guys?
No, I think, obviously, things like with the sound, sometimes the sound of laptops will be an issue. So I've got a Rode mic that I record my house music radio show using. So we're going to start using that. Lighting, you've got to make sure lighting. But I think, sound quality is always going to be the winner for these things. You know, you hear a lot of podcasts out there are still terrible sound, who just don't quite have haven't quite figured out that you need to get the sound right to keep people's energy and kind of interest. But the show for us is really simple. You know, we get to talk fun, we talk very openly and honestly about our difference of opinions. You know, there's quite a lot of stuff going on in the rugby world at the moment, as is in the real world, so there's lots of bits and pieces to talk about. So I'm very eager to keep doing it. I think it's important we keep bringing entertainment. Like, you know, you guys have got your avid listeners. We want to keep making sure that people are fun, got decent information, decent fun products to listen to.
Exactly. I think now more than ever is the time for us to make sure that we're putting out content that's entertaining and fun, because a lot of people that I've spoken to, I mean, I didn't realise how flexible I am with regards to, I can be very sociable or I can be in an environment where I don't talk to many people for a few days, and I'm okay with it. It's not a brag. I'm just saying it's not an issue for me. But some people are really missing that day-to-day conversation that they get in that office environment, seeing other people. So I definitely say to our listeners and obviously, you know, your fans as well, James, like, reach out to people, check everyone's all right, maybe pick up the phone, use a little bit of that spare time just to send a message, say, look, is everything cool, do you want a quick FaceTime and that, because I think that will make a difference for a lot of people nowadays in terms of morale.
Look, 100%, you know, it drives my wife mad. If there's an audience, I'm the biggest show off performer going. There's nobody around. I'm happy to sit down and not talk to anyone. I don't really need it. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Chloe and I met a lovely older lady in a cafe the other day. I've changed the email address with her. She's very lonely. We're able to have conversations with her. Yeah. We're reaching out to friends and family, FaceTiming, you know, a chat. Just send a person a text. It is quite lonely. People do struggle. And mental health in this period is a massive issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, say, for example, you take out a routine, you take out your purpose. When you train every day or when you go to work every day, that can keep a lot of mental health issues at bay, you know, anxiety, depression, etc. Sitting at home with your family, on your own, you know, wherever it might be, those thoughts start coming in. So please, if you're struggling in this period, reach out. There's many helplines, hotlines. Reach out to friends, especially men, because men aren't great at talking and sharing these things. It's really important you do that, because there are a lot of people who are going to struggle in this period of time, and we need to really make sure you help them. And it's, you know, it's massive, especially in rugby. You know, we've got a mental health hotline that a lot of people are reaching out to, because, you know, you can keep issues at bay when you're doing a routine. You suddenly find yourself purposeless, directionless, rudderless.
Yeah,
it can massively catch up on you. So please, people who listen to this show, if you're having any problems, any thoughts, you know, struggling, reach out to somebody, reach out to hotline. There are people there to help. Don't allow this to be an excuse to do something silly.
Exactly. I'm with you on that, James, man. And yeah, I wish you all the best, man. I mean, I feel like we're going to be talking a little bit more over the next few months.
I hope so. Please, anytime, yeah, we'll be catching up for the show or for some tech advice.
Yeah, man.
Please hit me up.
Yeah, man. What should we look out for next from you? I mean, I think that live stream, I look forward to kind of seeing that, because you had some tunes blazing, some classics.
I did. I'm going to live stream again on Wednesday DJing, but I'm actually going to talk about my wife. I think I'm going to convince my wife and I to do, we're going to do a live training session this evening, I think, people to join in, have a bit of fun in the living room. We're about to promote it now. We're going to live stream it, just a little hit workout for people,
man,
to join and jump on.
Put some leg exercise in there, because I've got a dodgy rotator cuff at the moment. So,
I've got my pecs. So, anything that involves upper body, my wife's going to do. Anything lower body, we'll do together.
I'm there, man. All right. So, for our listeners, where can we find that? Where can we find you? So give us the links.
I'm going to stream that on my YouTube channel, which is under The James Haskell. I set out when I was younger. I think I set out the original James Haskell, lost the password. So, it's now under The James Haskell.
Yeah, man.
But so all the videos will be there. We'll probably put it on Instagram as well. We're going to do it round about 6 o'clock, I think.
Awesome. So make sure you check out James there. Check me out. I'm at Marcus Bronzy, B-R-O-N-Z-Y on all social medias. I might be joining TikTok. I mean, I've got the account, but I might do it, you know, over the next few weeks.
The problem is, I think with social media, right, it's important, but my audience, I think TikTok's quite young.
Yeah, man.
I just don't know. I don't know. Some people, I don't know, JCB, the digger company, contacted me and asked me if they were on TikTok. And I said no, and they reckon they put a video of me up on there, and they had 150,000 views in like 10 minutes or something on there. So I just don't know. I just don't think I need another social media platform.
I don't think any of us do. I'll have a look. Let me have a look. I'll report back to you, James, all right? I'll let you know what it's like in TikTok land. All right, cool. And also, make sure, guys, you join the Facebook group for How to Kill an Hour. We've got a closed group where we're going to be throwing around loads of talking points, loads of things to keep us going over this period of self-isolation in the UK and across the world. In the meantime, stay blessed. Look after yourselves. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.